The following is a paid commercial program. The views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent any guarantee of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of 100.7 WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. Mahoney Asset Management presents A GPS for Your Finances, hosted by their president and CEO, Ken Mahoney. Ken is a Hudson Valley resident and businessman with over 30 years of experience in retirement planning, the investing markets, investment strategies, and more. Every Sunday morning, he presents this show to help you navigate today's complicated financial landscape, to make it easier for you to understand, and he'll answer your questions. Now, here's the host of A GPS for Your Finances, Ken Mahoney.
Welcome to another edition of A GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us this early Sunday morning, or every Sunday morning in Westchester and the Hudson Valley, right here on 100.7 WHUD. Today's topic, market cycles, political cycles, economic cycles, we're going to cover market cycles. A lot going on this past week, and of course the goal always try to help you be a better investor, save for your future, and as much as I can educate you here every Sunday morning. And you'll find me here without fail. I'll always be here. You know where I am on the dial, 100.7 WHUD. But before we get to today's topic, market cycles, let's recap this week. What a week. I hope you have your safety belt on. Yeesh, I mean, crazy week between midterm elections, the CPI that came out. Dow was up 1,201 points on Thursday. I'm not going to go through all the numbers, the S&P, NASDAQ, and stuff. Again, we want to get behind the numbers so we can understand what's happening and to try and make you a better investor. So midterm elections. Wow, we've been talking about this for the last 2 years. It finally came and went mostly. There's still some states out there trying to count and so forth. But what it appears to be right now is a balance of power. The executive branch, of course, is president. We also have the House of Reps now. Looks to be Republicans. And the Senate looks like a 51-49 split there, it seems. And then the Senate will be retained by the Democrats. And so there is a balance of power now. And markets like that. Typically, you look back all the history of the markets. The best markets have seen to be when you have this balance of power and there are checks and balances and there's not runaway spending and high taxes. And actually, there's gridlock mostly. And the market likes gridlock where there's not a lot of new surprises. Not only does the market like gridlock, market likes bipartisanship. And that's, again, if you look at the history of the markets, particularly, let's go through like the 1980s was a great time for the markets and the economy. Well, it was Ronald Reagan as president, and he had to deal with Tip O'Neill and the Democratic House. Fast forward to the Clintons, and in the 1990s was a Clinton, excuse me, not Clinton's plural. That's Bill Clinton, President Bill Clinton. In the 1990s, the economy did very well. The markets did very well. And that also had an executive, in this case, the president, who was a Democrat, along with the Republican Congress. So if you go through the history of the markets, markets typically don't like, again, the executive branch and the House and Senate, all be Democrats or all be Republicans. They like this balance of power. So they got it. And so we had a pretty good rally off of that news. It wasn't necessarily a surprise. There's been talk about this kind of red wave for a while, that it wasn't a red wave. It seemed to be more of a red wrinkle, I guess, or what do you call it, a red tinkle? You get your thesaurus out. But it was enough for the House of Representatives to go that way. So all the different, again, a lot of House members, 435 of them, and there are different committees, Financial Service Committee being one. I was actually a part of one some time ago as a subcommittee. But anyway, all of them will be chaired now by Republicans. So it is a pretty big change, a very big sea change, and hopefully we all can get along. And if we can't, well, the market likes gridlock at all as well. So what's really interesting, though, after that one, I kind of came on, if you remember, the market reports I give every morning around 8:25 or so after the traffic. And I said in my reports a couple times that as much as the midterm elections are a big focus, believe it or not, the biggest number of the week is the CPI, the Consumer Price Index for the month of October, which came out Thursday morning at 8:30, right on a dot, as they usually, it does come out right on a dot. And surprise, 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 7.7% inflation rate. And of course, that's a lot better than what people were expecting. Most were expecting 8.1, 8.3. And if you start looking at a chart now, June seems to be the highest. July was going down. August moved up a little bit. September down. October down. You're starting to get a trend. And the market really likes that because for some time, the Fed was raising rates and nothing's happening. So it's very possible. Again, it's one data point, but it's going in the right direction. But let me tell you kind of what happened, why the market went so haywire because of it. Because really, the rates have been going up three quarters. Yes, four times in a row. And now it's thought the next meeting they have in December, it will not be three quarters. It'll be probably a half of 1% based on the CPI now coming down, Consumer Price Index, and that they can take some more time. Because remember, you know, why they raise rates and the Fed fund rates, they've increased five times this year now. You know, each time they do that, there's a little lag time, right? So kind of, you know, see how that all goes. And the market does not like higher interest rates. And the reason why is it's the cost of money that goes higher. And that is specifically, you know, credit card rates go higher. That's a problem for people. That means they spend less when they have to kind of pay for all this interest. And of course, by the way, these credit card companies, which were like 3%, 4%, 5%, now they're at 21.9% and kind of usury levels. But that takes money out of consumers' pockets. Of course, home equity line rates go higher, more money than to service that debt. Businesses also have equity lines. They're also up. And so you can see it's a factor of so many different items when interest rates go up. And we've seen the housing market soften. Mortgage rates now, 30-year mortgage, is hovering over 7%. And we've seen that higher before, especially in the 1980s. But it's the velocity of this year where we came into the year less than 3% mortgages. And by springtime, we're hitting 5, 6, 7. So it's a velocity that's scared off a lot of people in real estate market. Now, but the number one reason why interest rates going higher impacts the market is that, again, in case you get stuck in Jeopardy, you're going to get all this right? Okay. Is that this competition of stocks. Last year, the two-year treasury was yielding less than 1%. So you say to yourself, and again, a lot of big institutions say to themselves and that do these big investments, heck, I'm only getting 1%. I might as well put money into the stock market. Fast forward to here we are in November. That same two-year treasury is yielding almost 4.25%, 4.5%. That's a big change. Now, for a lot of institutions, their bogey is let's get 6% or 7% for our pensioners. Well, if you get 4.5%, you know, maybe less money could go in stocks, and that's what happens, and that's what's been happening. So if inflation starts receding, interest rates start going back down sometime next year, we may be able to reverse this whole negative cycle loop that we've had. Got that? Okay. We'll be right back, right after these messages.
Hey, this is Mike Bennett. I want to talk to you about Ken Mahoney and his book, Not Your Father's Retirement. There's so much going on these days. It kind of reminds you of the song by Billy Joel, We Didn't Start the Fire, right? Russia, China, higher inflation, raising rates. I can't take it anymore. Where should you turn? Well, how about Ken Mahoney for his book, Not Your Father's Retirement? Certainly not your father's world either. Each chapter builds on the next to put the pieces back like your father or mother's retirement was. The first 20 callers right now will get the book for free. 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. This is Ken's most popular book. It's relatable and it's not filled with financial jargon to just make you more confused than you were before. If you listen to Ken's GPS for Your Finances Sunday mornings here on WHUD, this is a perfect companion to what he covers. Call for the book right now. Ken Mahoney's Not Your Father's Retirement. 845-371-0101. Here you go one last time. 845-371-0101 right now.
Welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. Heard every Sunday morning in Westchester in the Hudson Valley right here on 100.7 WHUD. Today's topic, market cycles. And we've had a lot of market cycles this past week from the inflation, midterm elections. And we'll get there in just a minute. But you heard my friend Mike Bennett talk about my book, Not Your Father's Retirement. I can't tell you how many times I hear people say, I've been listening to you for years, decades. I've been meaning to call there and get this book. Well, make that today. How's that? 845-371-0101. Again, we want to get these books out. The first 20 callers. That's a lot, by the way. Early bird gets the worm, and that's you. Come on. I need you to say, I've been meaning to do it. I just haven't done it. I want you to learn about this book, Now Your Father's Retirement. Is very personal because it is a semi-autobiography about my dad who worked at a local 38 up in Brewster, and he was in construction, sheet metal worker. At that time, he had his pension. He had his annuity. Gosh, healthcare, you know, those were the days, right? got vision, dental. He had it all, basically. And in the chapters, we kind of go one by one. If you don't have your father's retirement, not your father's retirement, or your not your mom's retirement, so forth, this book, chapter by chapter, builds on this and how you could try to recreate that the best you can. So here's the phone number, 845-371-0101. And I know there's some weeks you can join us, some weeks you can't. And between all that shuffling around, I think it's a perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning. So here we go. One last time, 845-371-0101. I'll be here with you every Sunday morning without fail. Just go 100.7 WHD and you'll find me. Don't worry about that. And if you're driving these wee hours and it's getting a little bit lighter, it's 6:30, you know, this daylight savings time. But if you're driving around these wee hours, it's possible you're an essential worker. And if you are, thank you, thank you, thank you. Stay tuned for the Casey Show coming up next. Shine on. So I called it, again, between 6 and 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, the Healthy, Wealthy, Wise Hour. And, of course, I give the WHD Hudson Valley Index Report every morning, every weekday morning, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, around 8:25 after the traffic on the famous, and it is true, the very famous Mike and Casey Show. And around 6 o'clock, 6:15 on the Andy Bale Show, Bill Kugel, Mahoney Asset Management, you know that southern accent, you recognize that right away, that's Bill Kugel. Well, again, he'll give you national business news, what the indexes did or didn't do, the Dow, S&P, NASDAQ, local Hudson Valley business news, a lot going on there, and the Hudson Valley Index that we created. All the information, everything I could think of, my TV appearances, I had a couple this week, especially around the midterm elections, radio program like this, free newsletters that come out Tuesday evening, articles, education articles, it's all right there at MahoneyGPS.com. And why do people say GPS? I mean, you're not global. You're doing retirement planning. Why GPS? I thought it really kind of resonates with people. All our books are subtitled about the GPS. One day I was driving to a wedding and I was putting in all these coordinates or destination. I was like, you know what? That's what financial planning is like. You have to come up with a number. I want $6,000 a month at age 65. Have some type of written goal. Okay, again, those who write down goals have a greater chance of achieving that goal. That's science shows that. And then, of course, there's some rerouting and taking lefts and taking rights. And my GPS, her name is Mindy, and she gets it right most of the time. Like, you know, this is not like a financial planning. It's not a straight line necessary to this wedding. You have to put a destination in, and you have to do rerouting through life. So it just kind of dawned on me, I don't know, 15 years ago or so, MahoneyGPS.com. And that's your find all the information that we have. We collect it all right there for you. And of course, I wouldn't be here with you every Sunday morning if it wasn't for Randy Turner, the engineer extraordinaire from WHUD. So if you're just tuning in, you're listening to a GPS for your finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. And today's topic, market cycles. And right before the break, we spoke about how higher interest rates have been hurting this market this year, slowing down the economy on purpose to try to put inflation at rest. And we got some good news on Thursday that it's going in the right direction. Still high. Again, gas prices are higher than they should be. That's a whole other factor, energy policy, but we won't go there. Also, there's another area of higher groceries because, again, wholesalers, they get the hot potato of inflation. They pass it on to producers. Producers, they're not going to eat that loss. And they pass it on to us lucky consumers. And so this kind of goes around this vicious cycle. Hopefully that cycle can break. But definitely a good start to maybe breaking this cycle of higher rates, higher rates, higher rates with the CPI number. Again, one number, but it's going in the right direction. Now, when you look at the kind of market cycles, the ideal market, again, if you kind of think of one of the best markets, it was last year, 2021. I mean, I give the market report in WHD every morning, as I mentioned. And it sounded like a broken record saying we broke another record. Well, that was kind of nice. As I mentioned, interest rates were really low. Where else are you going to put your money? There's not a lot of good alternatives, maybe real estate, maybe a business, perhaps the market. But when interest rates are low like that, it really does benefit the stock market. Look through history of time and you'll find the high correlation. Also, we had low volatility. And not to get too technical, but there's actually something called the volatility index, VIX, as it's called, V-I-X. And that volatility index was very low last summer while we're setting records. It's like a very, the number that happens to be between 10 and 14. But what really that means, more importantly, it's like a very placid lake, you know, kind of calm lake, smooth sailing, No major, again, there's always, you know, headlines, but nothing really major for investors. And the market kept on setting records, low interest rates, low volatility. And then, whoop, fast forward 2022. Actually, this turn, talking about market cycles, the real market cycle turn was actually November of 2021. And while the indexes were holding up near year highs, underneath it, we saw a lot of bad breath days. Bad breath meaning one stock up for every four that were down, and started seeing some, you know, some changes of character in the market. Well, if you look at the November chart through, let's say, the summertime, it almost looks like it went straight down. But what happened in November? Well, that's when Fed Chair Powell said, retire the word transitory when it came to inflation, and now we have to head this head on, and we have to start raising rates. And that's where everything changed. So there's your political cycle, economic cycle, market cycle, all around, if you look at a chart, starting November of last year. And again, no one has a crystal ball on these things, but when the, you know, now you go from a tailwind to a headwind, this is the tightening cycle that we went through is the reason why stocks have been down so sharply this year. And after this break, we're going to tie this in a little bit more and leave you a better investor. We'll be right back right after these messages.
Let me tell those who are close to retirement age or who perhaps just handed in their retirement papers. I've got a free book offer for you right now from Ken Mahoney at Mahoney Asset Management. You see him all over TV on CNBC and Fox Business, but only here on the radio does he offer his book for free, and it's called A GPS for Your Retirement. And it's exactly like it sounds. It'll help you understand the volatility of the stock market. It's got a questionnaire at the end of the book. You fill that out, and it shows you how to get from point A to point B, which is a healthy financial retirement. So you may be ready to hang up your work clothes, but do you have enough money to make it work? Well, here's the number to call right now for a free copy of Ken's book, A GPS for Your Retirement. 845-371-0101. The first 20 callers right now get the book for free. 845-371-0101. Ken Mahoney from Mahoney Asset Management. The book is called A GPS for Your Retirement. And if you'd like one, call right now. 845-371-0101.
Welcome back to A GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. Heard every Sunday morning in Westchester and Hudson Valley right here on 100.7 WHED. Today's topic, market cycles. Yes, we have a lot of cycles, even between last year and this year, totally opposite markets. But for you to identify those, to make the change, make the shift, and we'll give you some solutions once you identify what these cycles are. Now, before we get into the topic again, I want to make sure you get my book, Not Your Father's Retirement. You just heard Mike Bennett. And by the way, Mike Bennett is the voice of the Hudson Valley. Once you hear that voice, you're like, that's Mike from WHD, right? So he's telling you to get a book, okay? It's important. It's called Not Your Father's Retirement. Of all the books I've written, I think 9 of them now, that's by far the most popular one. Again, I want you to get a pen together, a paper, lipstick, whatever it is, and write this number down because I think you could be the first 20 callers. The early bird gets the worm. Here we go. 845-371-0101. It sells on Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99. Maybe I should drop the price. Okay. But anyway, for $17.99, I think it's worth hundreds of dollars of information in there. And you can get that book for free, 845-371-0101. If you've been hearing me for all these years and people tell me, oh my God, I've been listening to you for like years and decades and I finally called in, guess what? Call in, get your book, Not Your Father's Retirement. One last time, 845-371-0101. Of course, I'll be here with you every Sunday morning without fail at 6 a.m. Like to say bright and early. It's not so bright, but at least it's going in the right direction with daylight savings time. Thank you so much. But if you're driving here in the wee hours, chances are you may be an essential worker. If you are, thank you, thank you, thank you. And also have to thank the veterans who turn in. Seriously, what an important day on Friday to remember all the veterans. I've had a number of uncles who served in the Navy. We're a Navy family, though I love Army West Point. But there's just so many, again, brave stories. And we thank them for our freedom. And without these veterans, we wouldn't have the freedoms that we have. And let's not take that for granted. So all the veterans, anyone that's tuning in today, from the bottom of my heart, thank you, thank you, thank you. Now stay tuned for the Casey Show coming up next. Shine On, the health and happiness show. So from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. I called it the Healthy, Wealthy, Wise Hour. I think Casey agreed with that. But the Shine On is up next. And I give the WHD Hudson Valley Index Report. every morning around 8:25 after the traffic on the famous Mike and Casey show. And around 6 o'clock, you got your turn back the other way, going back home to work, going back home from work. Bill Kugel of Mahoney Asset Management. He'll give you the national business news, what the indexes did or didn't do, but this week they did a lot. The Dow, S&P, NASDAQ, and of course the local Hudson Valley business news and the Hudson Valley index that we created for you. All the information that you could ever have of what we do, visit us, kick our tires, just go to the website, get all this information. It's at MahoneyGPS.com, MahoneyGPS.com. You can see your newsletter archive. You sign for a newsletter for free. We won't drive you crazy. We don't send you four newsletters in a day, once a week, Tuesday evening. Though I think this week coming up will come out Monday evening for another story altogether. But MahoneyGPS.com, so much information there. So right before the break, we started touching on a very touchy point about the markets, and they have cycles. They have good cycles with tailwinds. They have bad cycles. And we had a great cycle last year, low interest rate, low volatility as measured by volatility. And they call it what they call it, risk on. So you're looking at your accounts and they're going up and they're going up. Do you know that's the time to start taking some profits? Okay. So, you know, we talk about rebalancing, and some of it do it automatically, rebalancing between stocks, bonds, cash. They could do it on a quarterly basis, on a monthly basis. This is one of the solutions I have for you to deal with these herky-jerky markets. Great markets, record-setting markets 2021, and record-setting markets the other way 2022. I mean, just, woof, you know, because of higher interest rates, expectations for tightening, and a whole bunch of bugaboos. But if at the end of each quarter, you rebalance, so the end of last year, let's say, and the markets are setting records, and you take some money from stocks and add it to more conservative, well, there you go, and vice versa. So, again, look into your financial institutions, whether they allow this kind of rebalancing, static rebalancing, or tactical rebalancing. I don't want to get to all the weeds in that, but there's something that you can do, and one of the best things you can do when something's really running hot, leaders become laggards. Laggards become leaders. I don't know where I heard that from. I've been doing this 33 years, and in dog's life, I've been doing this 200 years. So I noticed this, that you know, leading industry, technology stock, lead, okay, now they're laggards. Oh, the lagging industry of energy, now they're leaders. Lagging was stocks and so forth and so on. So we have this kind of pendulum goes back and forth. It gets very extreme at times. It gets very ugly at times, and you want to sell everything. Probably a good time that you want to start doing some nibbling. And conversely, when everything's going up and the statements are going great, you may want to take some profits. And I remember the saying, this is a great old Wall Street saying, okay, markets go up by way of escalator. Oh, this thing looks great in June, the statement. Oh, my 2021. July, oh, my statement looks great. And then elevators down. And this that was actually written in 1920. So here we are some 100 years later, and it still applies. And that's why you want to do some rebalancing when things are going well. You know, take some profits, put it on the side a little bit. When things are going poorly, redeploy that cash. And if we're going to have these escalators, elevators, it's not going to change. And so when we get out of this pickle, we'll probably go escalator up again and then some other problem down the road, and we'll be the elevator. But if you anticipate this balance of escalators and elevators, I almost said elephants, escalators and elephants, it will make you a better investor. So I think that's one of the things that we can continue to do, that the market has a lot of this. And, you know, if you think about investing over time, you know, it's like a Bronco. I mean, sometimes it's very easy, but we know most of the time it's not easy. Warren Buffett said it correctly. You know, when he thinks about investing, it's over a lifetime. It's not over 3 months or 6 months, or my statement looks awful. It's over many years. But my little thing is, the market is like a Bronco. It's trying to knock you off your goals. It's trying to kick you on the side. Again, you need the good strategies. I think that's where we come in as good advisors, try to give you strategies in these difficult environments, how to do the rebalancing as one of the ways. Tactical investing means the money manager can go bond, stocks, cash based on the environment, give them more freedom. There's a lot that you can do, but I hope you enjoyed today's session of market cycles. And there'll be a lot more market cycles to contend with as we go forward. Well, until next week, I hope you have a happy, healthy, and a prosperous one.
You've been listening to A GPS for Your Finances with Ken Mahoney, the president and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management. This is a weekly paid commercial program, and the views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent any guarantee of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of 100.7 WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. If you've missed previous editions of A GPS for Your Finances, you can listen to them anytime by visiting WHUD.com. Ken will answer your questions next week. Just send him an email, ken@mahoneygps.com. And listen for the next edition of A GPS for Your Finances next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. right here on 100.7 WHUD.